So yes, the email platform that's truly at the center of the creator economy is not Substack at all. But you won't hear about that in popular media stories about creators. You'll hear instead about the platforms that require fresh creator chum to survive. So the platforms need creators, but real creators don't need the platforms. Welcome to Seven Figure Small, the podcast that adds to your playbook of strategies and tactics to attract an audience and build your business, all without investors or employees. I'm your host, serial digital entrepreneur Brian Clark. Thanks for joining us. Let's dive in. For the last couple of years, you haven't been able to escape hearing about the creator economy. At first, it was just kind of annoying, as if it were a new thing. The label was new, and so was the sudden interest from venture capitalists who previously had no interest in individual content creators. And yet, things already seem to have tamed down in that department. According to subscription service The Information, the creator economy is going through a shakeout. Tech companies focused on creators are laying off workers, shelving products, and curbing perks such as cash advances for online influencers. Funding for U.S. creator startups in the third quarter sank 53% from the year-ago period, the third straight quarter of annual decline. If you're familiar with The Information, you know they take a very Silicon Valley venture capital view of the creator economy. After all, the term itself was a creation of VCs. They first tried to call it the passion economy, which flopped completely. Creator economy stuck, most likely because creators started calling themselves that well before the money people even started paying attention. It was companies like ConvertKit that helped popularize the creator label in the first place. So yes, the email platform that's truly at the center of the creator economy is not Substack at all. But you won't hear about that in popular media stories about creators. You'll hear instead about the platforms that require fresh creator chum to survive. Companies like TikTok and Instagram are dependent on creators, said Casey Adams, co-founder and co-CEO of MediaKits, which provides software for creators to build resumes and media kits. Creators are the fuel that continues to increase all their top line in terms of users, watch time, revenue, and advertising dollars. So the platforms need creators, but real creators don't need the platforms, which is why I've made the case for the last couple of years that the creator economy dates back at least 17 years to the beginning of commercial blogging. I found this quote in an article over at Social Media Today, and it's spot on. Essentially, the creator economy, as it's currently being presented, is a farce. And slowly, creators, brands, and platforms are starting to realize this. YouTube, Meta, TikTok, all the platforms, of course, want to keep adding tools that will get you paid as a means to keep you posting. But for the most part, these small payments are just carrots designed to lure you along as you keep delivering more engagement. People in our space make other distinctions to separate us from the platform sharecroppers. Content entrepreneur and creative entrepreneur are two popular terms. But how about just entrepreneur? Because that's the real difference between content creators who hope to make money for their efforts and those who use content to intentionally build a business. And even then, we see this content-first message still being the norm. But it's audience first, not content first. That may seem like a slight distinction, but it's an important difference in mindset. For example, when I left my law firm job in 98, I wanted to become a writer. But since I chose to publish online, I quickly realized that I was an entrepreneur who could write. Again, it may seem like a subtle distinction, but it's really not. Another way people are drawing distinctions is between entertainment creators and educational creators. Because, let's face it, being entertaining on a regular basis is really hard and requires more talent than most people have. But again, we already have a name for educational content creation. It's called content marketing. And beyond the enterprise, we all know that entrepreneurs have been using content to create scores of 6, 7, and even 8-figure businesses over the last 15 years. The entertainment creators who rely on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram aren't doing quite as well, according to a recent survey conducted by influencer marketing platform Aspire, which incorporates feedback from over 1,700 creators. Only 4.3% of them are earning 6 figures or more per year from their online post. And the answer to improve this poor performance? Apparently, creators need representation to succeed in the new controlling marketplaces. In other words, a whole new set of gatekeepers like agents, managers, casting directors, publishers, and the like. So much for the internet allowing us to sidestep the gatekeepers. But wait, it does, more so now than ever. That's just not the prevailing narrative, because those who control the narrative can't make money from us being self-sufficient. Entrepreneurs who attract audiences don't need an agent or a manager. We build a team that includes someone who handles operations. In other words, a real company. And I guess that's what it comes down to. Are you interested in building a business? Or are you interested in creating content to satisfy your need for attention that maybe will bring you some money at some point? There's actually no wrong answer, depending on what you want. The answer for me is clear. I'm an entrepreneur that creates the right content as necessary to achieve my business goals. And the people we aim to help at Unemployable will feel the same way. I'm guessing that's you as well. So make sure you're subscribed to the Playbook newsletter for our upcoming announcement of new training that is firmly focused on attracting an audience that builds a real business. Sign up at theplaybook.email today. Thanks for listening, and keep going.